Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their physicians, all former athletes, get it when it comes to sports injuries.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls. I played sports, my kids play sports, so I have a personal understanding of what sports injuries mean to athletes of all ages, and so do my partners. We'll provide customized, comprehensive treatment plans to get you back in your game.
For expertise in sports injury treatment, see Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again, and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
We're back here in Springdale, Arkansas. Lady Bombers have a 29-18 lead on the 7-1 Greene County Tech Lady Eagles in a kind of a sloppy play, but decent played first half, Matt.
Yeah, it got a little sloppy. Mountain Home, we missed a lot of shots there.
Little chippies, too.
Yeah. Ones that we're not going to miss very often.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were talking on those four shots that we missed, this lead could be out to 19-20.
That's exactly right. So, I kind of feel here in the second half, we're going to have a lot more of those looks because most of those little chippies, is that what we're going to call those?
I like chippies. Do you like it? I like it. Chippies?
Yeah. Can we hashtag that? Deacon, hashtag little chippies.
Little chippies. Well, little chippies. We have boom in football. Maybe we can have little chippies.
Yeah, there you go.
Basketball.
Most of those, we had all those looks late in that first half. So I think in the second half, we're going to have a lot more of those looks. We're going to make more of those. And we'll just see how it goes from there.
Yeah, you know, Mountain Home did a good job. Let's go over some points here in the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show.
Brad.
Yeah.
Do we have to go over the points and the stats? Or
we do.
Can we talk about Greene County Tech's coach's shoes one more time?
No, we'll talk about those here in the second half.
Unbelievable.
You're a shoe guy, though. Look at the shoes you got on.
I am a shoe guy. Oh, wait. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about basketball.
Let's see. Stats for Mountain Home, Brooklyn Mitchell with 3, 6, 9, 12 points there. 5 for Jaylee Yonkers, 2 for Anna McCarn, Libby Fawcett's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 points. That's all the scoring for the Lady Bombers. Anna McCarn had 2 from the free throw line. Not much scoring in the second quarter for the Greene County Tech Lady Eagles as Sophia Gonzalez has 6, Amira Johnson 2, 7 for Wesleyan Burnside, and J.C. Edrington did hit a 3. Foul trouble. Amira Johnson has 3 fouls. Maggie Cole has 2. And J.C. Edrington has 2. Clean fouls for Mountain Home as Brooklyn Mitchell is the only one who picked up the fouls for Mountain Home in that first half. This is the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show where comfort exceeds expectation. We're going to be joined by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Deacon. Deacon, what's up, brother?
Nothing, man. Hey, just line up the roads in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, you've been over here. That's what we want to have you on. Tell us, you were there for the boys' game.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about what happened in that game.
They were back and forth. I mean, it was weird. If you go back and watch, or if you did watch it, they were like in a sunk-in zone just letting our shooters shoot. It was just really bizarre.
Do they have film?
Yeah, I asked Matt on the broadcast. I'm like, did they watch like Mountain Home Idaho and think they couldn't shoot or watch the Tigers over there?
The boys, right, to shoot threes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking like from me to this wall behind us, so probably 10 feet. I mean, Corp Podwoski and Ryder catch the ball in the corner, and they're just like standing on the block, just saying, "Hey, shoot it!" And they certainly did. But they had a kid that. Ozark Catholic, they had a kid that was averaging like 28, 29 points a game. It's a dude. I mean, just watching him, he was missing we guarded him pretty well. He ended up with like 22, but we guarded him pretty well. And, you know, it'll show they had 61 points, but they did a good job defensively for a good chunk of that game against a team that's won 16 games already this year.
Yeah, they had a really good record, 15 and
like, yeah, they,
15 and one.
Yeah, their losses, one of their losses was Valley Springs. Their dude, number five, I can't remember his name, but he had 54 points in a loss. Wow.
Yeah. I had 54 points in like my high school career.
Okay. Career.
No, not a year. A career. So let's talk a little bit about tomorrow, Dylan. Maybe. You're going to be on the call for the boys game.
Yeah.
Correct? What time is that game?
That's at 6 o'clock.
And the game here is at 7:30.
7:30.
Yeah, 7:30. Yeah. So we may not be able to get those on Bomber Sports Network.
We'll get it on our website, though.
We'll get it on our website.
NHBomberSports.com. Okay. The Springdale Athletic Foundation, they sent us a link, and we'll put it onto our website.
What's so Zach over there?
Yeah, it's Zach Arnes over there, of Zach and Ruskin, or Ruskin and Zach in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So most of us work during that time, but yeah, they sent us a link, and you can watch it on there. It'll just send you to their YouTube, but they do a good job, too.
Or you can also listen on KTLA.
That's awesome. That's also true.
You can stream that as well. Well, we're about 3 minutes away for second half action. Lady Bombers up 29-18. We're going to take another short break. This is the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show where comfort exceeds expectations. We'll be back shortly with the second half tip of Lady Bombers versus Lady Eagles. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming on Bomber Sports Network.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water.